I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nepal had their first local elections in 20 years this past Sunday. There have been riots and an import blockade along the way. World Mission's Greg Kelly says even religious freedom in Nepal is slow going, and Christians are oppressed at the local level. World Mission strategically distributes their audio Bible called The Treasure.
An issue like water becomes an enormous inroad into a community. World Mission has a division called Zoe Waters, and we just did a very large water filtration installation. These water filtration units that we put in these communities have literally become a lifeline. And so we combine that with our treasure distributions, and that's a place where the church is really thriving.
Would you pray for the gospel's continued spread in Nepal? And the needs within the church can vary from congregation to congregation. But Tom Lothamer of Life Matters Worldwide says there is one need that will continue to exist for all churches: loving care for the sick and elderly. That's why they're constantly looking for ways to resource the local church through their LIFT program, which stands for Living in Faith Together. Recently added to their online resource library are informational videos on caring for the elderly.
It's a great resource for anyone, even young people, if they want to understand the whole aging process and how do you minister to those who have been there a long time, but yet now they're in the latter days of their life. How do we minister to them and care for them?
Love and compassion like this opens doors to share the gospel. Learn how to resource your church at our website. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.